Final furlong on the good ship G&D, Tobes in for Jeeps, exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morot. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. To summarize the topic of the moment, are you Team Team or Team Terry? The majority of folks are going to be Team Terry, I think, Tobes. I understand that. You love Terry McLaurin. You don't want complication. You'd like this whole thing to be over with. And?
Yeah, you just want to get it done. And so you think, you know, if he's asking for 33, 34, maybe even up to 35, just pay the man. Just give the man his money. Not many people are on the side of, hey, let's be a little frugal with the money and maybe try to squeeze every last penny. Just pay him.
Is there a place where that could turn for a lot of folks? But I don't want to have to speak for everybody, but try to put your everyman hat on. Like, if he misses games, holding out, does that turn it off for anybody?
I don't know that it turns. I would need to know what he's asking. If he's asking Jamar Chase, then yeah, I think I'd be team, but I don't think he is. I think we've heard reports that he's not asking for that. We basically heard that he's not asking to reset the market, but what is he asking for? If he's asking for 38, maybe you're team. But if he's asking for what we're kind of assuming around that 33 number, I think most people would be on Team Terry. And even if it were something to be that he was holding out a training camp, wasn't showing up for games, wasn't participating, I think most people would still be Team Terry.
I wonder where that point is for folks. And again, every individual's got their own thresholds and sensibilities and the like, Tobes, as you know. But I always used to think of holdouts in general. Again, I was naive and didn't know what I know now. Whereas holding out is all well and good until you start affecting me. You know what I mean? Like, this doesn't affect me right now. I'm passionate about it because I love the team. I love Terry McLaurin. But right now, nothing bad's happening. If they line up and there's no Terry McLaurin, now I'm affected. Now you've hurt my thing. You know what I mean? And that's where the worm would turn for me, where I'd have a little bit less sympathy.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
I'd be frustrated more with the front office saying, "Interesting, how did you not get this done? Mm-hmm. And now you're affecting your season, you're affecting your quarterback, you're affecting your offense." So I think for people that are on Team Terry, as a fellow Team Terry member, I would think that it would need to be he's asking an outrageous ask of the team in terms of contract.
So that's at the center of it for you is what he's asking for.
Yes. Like, if he's asking for 5 years... Team.
I mean, I obviously care, if it's something astronomical or ridiculous.
Yeah, I just think if he's being reasonable, which I would assume he is, then I would be Team Terry.
Paul, DC, are you team or Team Terry? Paul.
Mm.
On hold for so long. And this is what he said. 800-636-1067. JB Waldorf, team or Team Terry?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, man? I'm Team Terry on this one, but I want to say one thing real quick if I can. I think the team did something that was old regimeish and throwing this Art Monk jersey retirement out there in the mix of the Terry contract. That's kind of ironic to me. Mm-hmm. And Danny, did that skew your opinion in any kind of way on this Terry thing? Because I know Art Monk is your dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'll let y'all answer that.
Appreciate that. Yeah. So if is the idea that they were trying to divert attention away from Terry's announcement? I don't know that.
It's really a shame that we haven't been able to talk as much Art Monk.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't know that, honestly. I don't know if it was counter-programming. My sense is that it was not, that it just sort of happened that way. I don't know that the PR folks and everybody who got the video together and people's timetables and during the business of the offseason, we're going, hey, FYI, somehow Terry's going to have an impromptu press conference at Eastern Motors when he's doing a commercial.
Yeah, because even if it were a day later that they announced the Art Monk thing, I think it gets more run than it did, right? I mean, it's essentially been, even on our show, right? We've talked about Terry for 95% of the show yesterday and then today, and then we have Mark Schlereth, and then we're right back to Terry.
Yep. Try Paul in D.C. again. Paul, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? I'm actually Team Terry, and I know you guys saying that the GM is GMing, but he really isn't, because here's the deal. I mean, it's not that hard to just go ahead and pay a man that's doing the right thing for your organization and at the same time being productive. You take the averages of top five receivers in the game, and you give it to him. Now, here's the thing. If he wants 4 years, you give him 2 years at a higher rate. If he wants 4 years, you give him 4 years at a lower rate. In other words, if he's asking for 4 years and like $35 million a year, you give him 2 years and you say, here's, you know, $60 million.
No, I got you, buddy. Sorry, phone was tough there. Basically, what he's saying, Tobes, is it's a sliding scale. You want shorter years, you get more money. You want more money, you get shorter years. And I think the deal here, though, because we don't know, we've got to read tea leaves, and I think I give credit to both parties here, even though the agent side has leaked way more.
100%.
1,000 to nothing here in terms of leaks from the team. But the thought here is they want it all. They want the big deal, which is all of it. And you want to be paid and want to be thought of and honored and appreciated like one of the elite guys in the sport. I think that's the sentiment, at least.
Yeah, 100%. And it's something, too, where, you know, if this were previous and he was 25, maybe he does maybe consider more of a team-friendly deal. Maybe he would consider that, just saying, hey, we're at the start of a run here, maybe we could do something. But I don't think now's the time for him when he can cash in one last time in his career, really, right? This is going to be his biggest contract. It's going to be his last big contract. So he's going to try to get as much as he possibly can, and maybe he's willing to compromise a little bit. But, you know, if the divide is truly over like $8 to $10 million, that's not really a divide that he's willing to compromise.
Let's go to Tim in Gaithersburg. Team Terry or Team Team?
Team Team. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't even know where to get started on this. But I'm gonna give him my best shot. Okay. So all of this talk, starting with Terry McLaurin pounding his own chest, I've done this. These are things you are paid ridiculous sums of money to do. It's almost like a father who says, oh, I put clothes on my kid's back, I put food on the table, and you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, I give him credit. He does what he's supposed to do. His press conference yesterday, in my opinion, stained my impression of his integrity. Okay, or anybody who's under contract. He signed a contract 3 years ago. He has 1 year left. He's a very good football player. Okay, but to me, the grandstanding and the selfishness, I mean, I would like 1 month of his current contract to put in my pocket. 1 month, okay? Give me a break. Are you serious? And for all this stuff about what a great man he is and all that, I'm not saying he's not a very good man. But again, you give back to the community. That's what you should do. You work hard in the weight room. That's what you should do. You perform the best you can, and you lift your teammates up. That's what you should do. And what you should do is live up to your agreement.
Appreciate you, dude. So I think none of those things haven't happened yet.
Well,
do you know what I mean? Not living up to his agreement. No one's violated anything just yet, right?
Yeah, and I don't know that I'm... Look, one thing that's so hard about talking about this and talking about... Yeah, I would take his salary for a month and be thrilled about it.
Give me one game check.
It's such a different world. We're not arguing about what you would do. Like, I get that. I fully understand everything you're saying, and I co-sign a lot of what you're saying to an extent, but this is a totally different situation than what you're frankly ever going to encounter in your life. And that's what makes it so difficult, because I can't relate to Terry McLaurin in this situation, because frankly I'd sign for $10 million, right? Like, I'll settle for 10. But that's the thing about it, is he wants to feel respected in terms of what he's giving. And by the way, he's saying, like, he's doing all the necessary things, but he's been incredibly productive. So go out there and be incredibly productive at your job, and then ask for a raise, and your boss goes, "Yeah, we're good." And tell me if you don't feel a little disrespected. That's kind of the only parallel that I can pull here.
But I do hear the... I mean, he basically evoked the Chris Rock bit.
Yeah.
Brag about what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you are. You're supposed to do those things. But there's a difference between doing the prerequisite, doing the minimum, doing what's expected, and being a leader
By the way, he's also gone above and beyond.
Yeah, he's the alpha among the alphas.
Because he's going out in the community. He's doing all these other things. He's not required to do that. Terry McLaurin is required to show up to the facility, ready to play football at a high level, and then go home and do that. That's it, right? But think about all the extra stuff that he does by doing press conferences with the media, not talking about yesterday, but by going out there and being a front-facing player for the organization, by doing charity work, by doing all these extra things. So, yeah, he's doing the necessary stuff, but he's also going above and beyond and expects to be rewarded accordingly.
800-636-1067 is the phone number. Colin, Reston, team or team Terry?
Man, I got to say, like, the last caller, when I hear stuff like that, it gets me so upset because it's like, yeah, those are the things that he's supposed to do. But look at the position group that he's in. How often do you see that level of integrity be reflected on the top wide receivers that we see in the league? He could have had all the chances, and I mean all the chances, to bash the team in their quarterback situation any chance he got during his entire tenure here. But he hasn't. So when I look at that like that, and he's still producing, man, it just sends a message to the other teammates, and really a lot of NFL players currently or future NFL players being like, man, I can do everything right on the field and off the field and still kind of get disrespected like this. So to me, man, I'm Team Terry. My first Redskins jersey was a Clinton Portis jersey when I was a baby. My second one was a Terry McLaurin one his rookie year. I need to see him signed again. Thank you, guys.
Can't smell what you're cooking there. So here's what I would say. I've had a lot of people tweet me this at Funny Danny. Toby's at
Obi.
Good Lord. Obi, I'm sure. Obi Toppin. Toby's at Obi Toppin, former Knicks great, now current bench player for the Pacers. Toby _ Altizer. Like, what message does this send? I don't think a message has been sent yet. And maybe I'm in the minority on this. Like, everyone was having these conversations in Detroit. How do you not sign Amon-Ra St. Brown? Signed a year ago today. How do you not sign George Kittle? Signed, late in the process. How do you not sign Nick Bosa? Signed. How do you not sign Trent Williams? Signed. How do you not sign Ayuk? That was a variable. Forget about that one. How do you not sign Brock? All these guys eventually got signed because this is how the business gets done. So the message isn't sent yet. The message is sent if it never happens. The message is sent if they go, you know what? We're sick of your act. We're trading your ass. Or we're tired of all the shenanigans. Quit doing press conferences at Eastern Motors where your job's your credit. Pound sand. Then your message is sent. I don't think a message has been sent yet. Is that off base?
No, I don't think a message has been sent yet, but I don't know that it has to go as far as you're saying. I think a message gets sent if we're doing this into training camp, and not specifically just to start a training camp, because how many deals get done like the first or second day of training camp, and it's like nothing ever happened? Because think about what the discussion is, Danny, if Terry McLaurin signs by the end of this week and he shows up to training camp next Tuesday and there's no issues. Like, we don't talk about this by midseason. Right, like we might bring up from time to time, like, remember when Terry thing, but we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
If he misses training camp time, I think a little message is sent, but I think it's if it prolongs into training camp. Like, I think there is a message sent when Trent Williams doesn't get paid until September, and then he finally shows up to play for the team. Like, I think then a message is sent, but to your point, training camp hasn't started yet, so I don't know that a message can be sent just yet.
Let's go to Drew in Stafford. What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
At Eastern Motors,
yep.
Your job's your credit.
See what I'm saying, Drew? You
at
get it.
Eastern, hey, done the work. His job's his credit, man. He's done the work. You need to pay Terry. Outside of Santana Moss, I think there hasn't really been an iconic wide receiver till what? Oh, number 81 that we're putting up for retiring his jersey. So they need to pay him, because if this drags on, and let's say it gets in and into training camp, and then let's say some more deals get done, you're going to have to pay him more. Let's say it even gets into the season. He starts throwing up numbers with Jaden throwing to him. Next thing you know, you're going to have to pay him more. So I think they just need to do it. He's put up work. He's been outstanding. This is the type of guy that you pay to show we take care of our own, because you did everything right. And you're Redskin commander, one of the local team, whatever you want to call it. That's all I got, guys.
Drew, did Drew just Eastern Motors,
yes,
an actual point?
Yes.
He's basically saying Terry McLaurin's job is his credit.
It's very good.
Tip of the old cap, Drew.
It's awesome.
Tip of the old cap. 800-636-1067. Poles, Centerville, Team Terry or Team Team?
Terry. All right. It's got to be Terry. So look, here's my thought. A couple weeks ago, I think it was John Keim kind of floated out there the notion, he didn't specifically confirm it though, that the team was looking at Mike Evans's contract extension sort of as their comp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's chatter out there So that's a $26 million per year extension. So I can understand if I'm Terry and you're opening up with anything that doesn't have a three in front of it, I'm feeling miffed. I'm feeling a bit upset and offended. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so if it doesn't have a three in front of it in annual average value, what is there to talk about? You know what I mean? Like, we're not having a discussion yet. So if I understand you want a hard bargain, I understand, you know, it's a negotiation, but I also understand that if they're coming with a low number like that, you have to counter high. You have to counter higher than you would because you're meeting that middle ground. You know what I mean?
I do.
So it's got to be Terry. There's got to be at least a three in starting with a three, if I'm going to take it seriously, and if they haven't put something in front of me yet that has a three, I'm feeling a little upset at this point. And the last thought I'll put out there is, let's say, because I understand Adam Peters wants to be a responsible GM, he wants to look out for the team, the organization, what's the threat to the organization by overpaying Terry a little bit here, okay? It's a good precedent to set. What you're saying is Terry is a unicorn. He's done everything right. He's worked his tail off. He's everything we want you to be. If you do that, we're going to take a little extra care of you. We're nowhere near being in danger with the salary cap. There's nothing about this that's going to threaten our capacity to sign other guys. Yeah, overpay him a little bit. It's a good precedent. What's the threat to the organization? I don't see it.
Great call. Appreciate you, buddy. Answer that question, Tubbs.
Well, here's an interesting thing. They brought in another receiver this offseason that's also on a final year of a contract.
Uh-huh.
What if they're looking at Debo, right? Like, if I'm Terry, pay me because I've been here, but also, are you going to pay Debo? Are you really going to do that? Like, you have to show me the respect that you view me as the number one. Like, I get you, he probably still thinks he is the number one, and I think he is the number one over Debo, but we all just assumed, like, he comes in, it's going to be a nice compliment. I think he does think that as well. I don't think Terry has an issue with Debo being here. But if you just traded for a wide receiver who was with you previously, who you have a relationship with, and now you're not willing to pay me, does that tell me that you're more in love with that guy than me? Maybe that's where some of the disrespect comes from.
Well, that was the hallmark of the old way to do it, where Snyder, Bruce Allen, Vinny Bumbatz, the buffoons running this thing, would always have you know, gaga eyes for somebody outside of the organization. The new thing,
yep.
Whereas the guys that were already here actually doing an okay job for you, or even better, weren't properly appreciated. That was a thing for sure. 800-636-1067. Anthony Chantilly, team or team Terry?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Love the show so far.
Appreciate you.
I think I'm conflicted. I think it's Terry. And I think for a couple of reasons. One, I think we're giving this front office too much of a pass. Because they hit a bunch of doubles last year and Jaden elevated everyone. I don't think they did well in the Marshawn Lattimore trade. I think they gave up too much for Tunsil when, you know, the Texans had offensive line problems and they traded him away. So what does that say? And the other thing is Jaden's on a rookie contract. Like if there's a time to pay a little bit of the time, you know, the last caller said, like, yes, beat Terry and you'll get paid. That's not a bad thing to say. And I just feel like we're so excited about last year and we have to separate what Jaden elevated versus what the front office did. And I'm not sure we can give the front office a pass just because, you know, Jaden played so well last year and he took them where nobody thought they would go.
All fair. Appreciate that. I mean, got into a larger context of the upcoming season
100%.
Here as well. There, it's not a perfect record just yet. It feels perfect because they won 12 games.
Yeah.
More than they
had. But you can look at the draft class last year and what happened with Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott,
and
even Johnny Newton.
Yeah, they won more games last year than they had in 35 years. So, yes, that's going to elevate kind of the conversation. But there are, whether it's swings and misses, whether it's incompletes just yet, things we don't know. So I think that's perfectly fair. But to me, that's part and parcel. That's building an organization. That's building, having a GM. Mm-hmm. You find me, I mean, Bobby Bethard didn't bat 1,000. You know what I mean? Neither did Charlie Casserly. The guys that built Super Bowls here. They swung and missed all the damn time.
Yes.
It's absolutely part of it. But to me, when it comes to the big major calls, you're letting them, at least if you're me, do the best practice, the best thing that they know how. Right? The same way when you trusted the Nationals front office and you go, I can't believe they're sending down Steven Strasburg. I actually believe it. They're just going with the best medical practice that they have at the time. Maybe we know more later, but right now, this is what we know. That when a guy is this many weeks removed from a surgery, he does this. When he's this many months, we do that. When he's this many years and months, whatever, this is what we do. And here's the timetable for it. It worked for Jordan Zimmermann. He pitched well in the major leagues for a long time. It worked for Steven Strasburg. This is what we're going to do. And nobody could believe it. But my point is, you get pretty competent guys here that are putting in some pretty good work as they took a 60-win team and turned it into a 98-win team in a couple of years. Let them cook. We're cooking right now and complaining about the smell.
Do you think this is a misplay because of this exact scenario, this specific one? And what I'm saying is fractured fan base for years, right? New ownership, new regime, everything going in the right direction. Teams face the franchise because even though Jaden is going to take that role eventually, they weren't chanting JD5 when it was the Atlanta game and they're down in the red zone. Even though Jaden is going to take that role, they were chanting Terry, Terry, Terry. He's the face of this franchise until Jaden takes it, which I think he's going to this season or maybe has already. But do you think that maybe this is a misplay because of where they're at right now and specifically with this organization and where the fan base is that you're bringing in just a little bit, even if it goes away? Because as soon as he signs this contract, which we still, I think, both assume gets done, some of the bad and, you know, that bad will or whatever goes away.
Yeah.
It feels like that bad taste kind of goes away. But do you think this is maybe a misplay where your general philosophy is I'm going to play hardball? But in this one scenario, and I get that maybe a part of it is Adam Peters kind of has to set what his approach is going to be. But maybe in this scenario, do you say, we got to get this done, even though this isn't generally how I do it. But because of where the state of this franchise is, specifically with this one, if we're in Kansas City, if we're in Green Bay, maybe we can do business as usual. But with where this team is specifically and where the fan base has been,
it's a great question.
It's so positive right now. Should we even bring in any negativity?
It's a very good question. It may even be the question, to be honest with you. In days of not that long ago, when again, this was Bruce running this thing, like some weird country club, you get into these weird contests, the whole Trent Williams saga. The thing I'd always ask is, let's say you're right as the team. Okay. What do you want? Do you want the guy to play for you or not?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the all pro caliber left tackle who's still got a decade ahead of him of being great? Would you like him to play for you or not? What's the point of winning the argument? You know what I mean? We talk about this with all the married guys. Talk about this with each other about their spouses all the time. Let's say I win the argument. Show me my prize. What do I get?
Yeah.
The silent treatment?
Yeah.
Yay, Dad. I get to sleep on the couch? Like, there's no point.
Yeah.
You don't get anything for winning the contest. And that's what this reminds me of. Very different circumstances, obviously, with Trent Williams. We know the background there. But as Bruce Allen is like winning this war and he gets him out of here, sweet. Third round pick given away for the best left tackle in football, arguably.
Mm-hmm.
Kick-ass job. Can't wait to see you tomorrow at work. Hope your key card still works. So the point here is, what's the upside versus what's the downside? Like, is this a miscalculation to do this at all, given the context? And I think that's a very fair question. Let's answer that tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Because you and me are back tomorrow at 2. Linnell is with you. Overtime next, deep into the evening. I've seen him stalking around. He's peeking around the corner, kind of, looking at us to see if we're done yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's like an animal in a cage, doing like the Dane Cook TV special thing, walking back and forth. He's got the first 7 hours scripted. A lot of Wizard Summer League talk, but he'll get to the things you want to talk about as well. For Wesley Financial Group, for Bennett Salvatore, for Christian Darashaw, Tobias Funke, I'm Danny Ruye, Grant and Danny, saying so long. We'll see you guys at 2 o'clock tomorrow on The Fan. This has been 106.7 The Terry.
Thank you for coming.